It's Tuesday morning, 11 minutes after 7 o'clock. Because he's not busy enough, Chris Croy has created a new event that he wants to promote. Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Paul. How you doing?
Doing good. It seems like we're always talking about either Hot Wheels Weekend in Marysville, which is coming back again this year.
It's coming back this year, bigger than ever.
The end of August, your documentary filmmaking, your Victorian home that you've restored. And that kind of ties in to the event that you've got planned in the Old Town neighborhood.
It does. We're trying to find an event that could bring people to the Old Town neighborhood and let them see the renovations that have been going on and let them see how it really has changed over the last 20, 25 years. And last year I was down in Berkeley, Ferndale area, and I attended their porch concerts.
Porch concerts.
A porch concert is basically you show up with a lawn chair and you plop down in front of someone's house and you listen to music being performed from the porch. And then when they're done, you pick up your lawn chair and you go to the next neighbor's house and you sit down again and you listen to another 45 minutes, hour long. And this goes on through the whole day. Meanwhile, there's food trucks there. There's some street artists there. And I was like, you know, we have got some of the most beautiful porches, yeah. You know, in Port Huron area. And for somebody who kind of does what I do on the side hobbies, it's really a relatively easy thing to put together. I pick up the phone and call some of my, you know, musician friends and say, hey, would you be interested in this? And they were all like, oh my God, that sounds like so much fun.
Cool.
Me. So,
yeah. So when is this going to be?
It's going to be the second weekend, September 14th. So second weekend of September. We'll start at noon, go till 5. We're kind of in tandem a little bit with the Luna Festival, which is going on in Pine Grove Park, which is the celebration of the moon harvest.
Right.
I don't really know. I just know they reached out to us and said, well, you know, that's the same time as our festival. And I said, well, we're done at 5:30 and you start at 6.
Perfect.
So we're kind of tanning them with each other to help promote music and events here in Port Huron.
What a great idea. The Old Town neighborhood, remind me what the parameters are. I mean, I know roughly where it is. It's kind of the church district in Port Huron.
Well, yeah, it's kind of the Griswold or Union. For me, it's the kind of the Union Court and the next one over, which I'm still relatively.
So you're the new guy.
I'm kind of the new guy in the neighborhood, but it's really focused on the Court Street for me and for a lot of the neighbors who've really restored their homes. It's kind of that Court Street district there. Mm-hmm.
How's the home restoration going, by the way?
It's going great. Actually, our big goal and big push is by Easter to have most of the main floor finished.
Fantastic. So,
and because of roof leaks and things, we've had to put we have a bedroom upstairs. It's completely refinished now. We will have a bathroom upstairs because of plumbing issues. Will be completely redone by Easter. So we had a master plan, but, you know, things happen.
Right,
so,
right.
In fact, it was funny. I think when I joked in, I came in here, I was, like, trying to do some last-minute painting. You know, I'd do that before I go to work in the morning, so.
Well, good for you. This festival in September, what a great idea, because we have so many things that go on in June, July, and August, and the weather's still decent in September. You can still do stuff outside. So it's, I think we'll kind of fill a little niche.
Well, and it's funny you say that, because try to find a weekend where something's not going on
in
this
town.
Oh, for
sure. Yeah.
And for those people who say, oh, poor Huron, there's nothing going on. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like I say, try to find a weekend. That was slated originally as the weekend for the boat show.
Oh, yeah.
But they're pushing that back another year now.
Okay.
So it was just it kind of opened that up. And so we quick jumped on it. It's actually my wedding anniversary, which my wife was happy enough to remind me that, you know, that's our wedding anniversary.
Well, yeah, I'm throwing you a party.
That's what I said. I'm putting on a concert for you, honey.
How many bands do you anticipate? Do you have some signed up already? You still looking for more?
Yeah, actually, we have Ed Stevens and Bob Cardigan, Caleb Maloney, and I can never, is it Maloney? Maloney?
Gasoline Gypsies. Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. Raven Ray, Price Smith, Rochelle Banda, Pez from Detroit, Dan Hett. Eventually, we'll end up with 10, 12 acts. And the hope is that each one of them will play a half-hour set and kind of split, you know. It's a singer-songwriter kind of theme.
Yeah.
Our sound systems are portable, and they have two inputs on them, one for the vocals, one for the instrument.
Yeah, I mean, you're sitting on somebody's porch. You can't really have a
So when that one gets
production.
Done, we have two of them that'll just kind of leapfrog over each other. So when concert one gets done and concert two starts, The sound system from Concert One will pick up and go over to House 3.
Neat idea.
And those will just skip right along through the rest of the day. I so bet. We're really excited about it.
Yeah.
It should be a lot of fun.
Well, you're going to get a good turnout for something like that, I would think, because you know, it's a neat neighborhood to begin with and just a different kind of an event.
Well, and the thing is, with everything going on right now, with the revitalization of the Harrington and with now the future plans for the Desmond, you know, development, I'm hoping it's a real step forward to start making a yearly event and hopefully maybe grow. I mean, we've had people from outside mm-hmm. in the neighborhood, but we'd love to do that too. And as a first time event, I kind of had to keep the reins a little bit tight because this could get out of control.
I was just
going to
say, I could see how this could grow into a really big deal.
And I've had bands contact me and tell them, the great example is Ed Stevens from Los Gringos or us older generation, the Trouble Boys, he was doing one of our floors for us in our house. And I was telling him, he's like, sign me up, man. We got to be there. And I said, well, Ed, he goes, no, I do a thing with Bob Kerrigan. Kind of a singer-songwriter thing. We bang out some original stuff. And so someone like Ed's going to draw that demographic. Someone like Raven or Caleb are going to draw that demographic. Rochelle Banda, who's the dulcimer player and stuff. You know, our hope is also, and, you know, this is just between you and me, Paul. I'm planning on reaching out to the museum to see if we can get some traditional music maybe played in front of the cabin.
Now that would be cool.
You know, just things like that. So we have a few months to work on this and to get it lined up. I feel confident that we're not going to fall short of not having enough acts.
Oh, gosh, no.
I'll put some cymbals between my knees and grab a harmonica.
What's the date again?
September 14th.
Okay, it'll be the Old Town, what are you calling it? The Old
Porch
Town
Concert.
Porch Concert. Sounds like fun.